Anderson likes to say or point out, you know, courthouses are filled with people who hate each other, who are forced by the government to come before the court so that the court, government employees, can make the most important decisions of their lives. This creates a great deal of tension. This creates an awful lot of frustration for people who use the court system. And most of the concern for safety is not so much for judges themselves as it is for the participants, being defendants, witnesses, domestic violence, litigants, jurors, and also front counter clerks. Most of the contact with the public that the court system, the people with the most contact in the court system are front counter clerks, range 8 clerks and range 10 clerks, who frequently have to deal with irate citizens who are not happy to be where they are. This funding would go for upgrades in Kenai and Palmer courthouses, this phase of the funding. This is, again, another long-term project with phasing in money to try and improve the security in these courthouses. This is our request. This is one that could be phased differently. Kenai and Palmer are our third and fourth highest volume courts, and also the courts with the highest concentration of freemen, which cause a whole other set of concerns for both court clerks who deal with them routinely and judges. Our fourth priority is a deferred maintenance project. This is, again, another multi-year project. The deferred maintenance projects come from the list from the legislature's Deferred Maintenance Task Force report. We've prioritized them based on our needs in terms of the damage that can be done if the maintenance doesn't take place. The $1 million that we're requesting for this year will replace the courthouse roof across the street here in the Diamond Courthouse, which has already caused extensive water damage, and would also go to replacing the water damaged floor and floor coverings in the Fort Yukon court, small court office and courtroom. Our fifth priority, which is a rural court technology upgrade, that's recording equipment. As you know, Alaska is one of the only states that uses recording equipment to record court proceedings as opposed to court reporters. We went this route at statehood primarily because we didn't have enough court reporters. But it's turned out to be an enormous cost savings over the years. If we had used court reporters, we'd need about 50 of them right now. And 50 court reporters, based on what they're typically paid in other states, would be cost about $2.5 million a year. The downside of using recorders is that about every 15 years, they need to be upgraded or replaced. We've already upgraded and replaced, through money you've appropriated to us, almost all of the court recording systems in the state. The benefits are enormous. The difference in quality is night and day. What this appropriation would do would allow us to replace the recording equipment in the final few rural courts, which are still operating under the old system. The old system, not only doesn't work very well, in that it's very, very difficult to hear the recordings, but the recording machines themselves, or the company that made them, long ago went out of business. The court already owns all of the spare parts available, and we're out of spare parts, so we're using the old ones to cannibalizing the parts from the old ones to support the few remaining operational ones. This would allow us to replace those with a much more updated recording system. Our sixth priority, a variety of small renovations in $500,000. This year's request would go towards remodel project in the Boney Courthouse in Anchorage to create, which is the older courthouse, which would create a multi-litigant courtroom and a grand jury hearing room. In Anchorage and in other areas as well, we have a problem similar to what you have with your small galleries in your House and Senate floor. We have a very small area, not only for witness, not only for the participants in a court proceeding in multi-litigant areas, but also people who wish to view it. Our seventh priority is $400,000. It's phase one of a two-phase project that would remodel the courtrooms in Tok, Valdez, Juneau, and Delta Junction to both make them more functional and to bring them into compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. And our final priority is a one-time request of $60,000 to purchase the software necessary to put our law library's catalog on the Internet. Right now, if you go to the Anchorage Law Library, you can search all of the library's resources by title, by subject, by author, and by keyword, but only if you go to the Anchorage Law Library. We've had numerous requests, not only from court employees and the public, but attorneys and judges, to be able to have that resource online. This would give us the software that we need to put this resource online. Those are our project requests, and I'd be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions from the committee? Senator Wilkin?
Mr. Chairman, Doug, back to 34035, the title had to do with the ADA in certain communities. Could you give us, that's Fort Yukon, Tope, Valdez, Juneau, and Delta, could you give us the breakout of those five communities, how the monies will be allocated? We don't need it today, but sometime.
Okay, I will do that.
Anything else? Anything else to come before the committee? With that, we adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you.